Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalid. Anshe, Irani Dachas, Ein Lehem Chelek Li'olam Haba. The people of an Irani Dachas, so like we discussed earlier, we're talking about where two people from the city convinced the people of the city to serve Avodah Zarah. It's called Hanidachas, because they wanted to push them away, Mikan Fei Ashchina. And right people of the city listened, and they served Avodah Zarah. So the ones who convinced them, they get Skila. Even though they themselves didn't serve by the Zara, but they get skila for convincing Roiv of the people of their city to serve by the Zara. But the actual people of the city, they get Saif. The chumer for them is that their money is also lost. Even the tzaddikim that didn't serve by the Zara. Okay, so let's see our Mishnah. Atchi Yir Nidachas, the people of the Yir Nidachas, Ein Lehem Chelek Li'olam Haba. They have no Chelek Li'olam Haba. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yatsu Anoshim B'nei Belial. These people that have no respect for the law came out in the kirbecha from within you, from your midst. And they convinced the people of their town to serve by the Zara. So the Lashon is Bli Yal. Bli Yal. They won't come up. They don't have a chelek li'olam haba. Now the Tosfos Yom Tov, quoting Tosfos, says, who are the ones that don't have a chelek li'olam haba? The ones who escaped down here. But the ones who actually got Misas Bezdin, they do have a kapar. They do have a chelek li'olam haba. Now, Zok the Mishnah, ve'enam neherogim. They're not going to be killed through Sayif. Achiu madicheha me'aseir. You have to have the following conditions. Number one, the ones who convinced the town to serve by the Zara come from this town. Two, ume'aseya shevet, from that shevet. We know they have to come from this town, says the Batanura, because the Pasuk says, Vayedichu as Yoshevei Iram, members of their city. We know that it has to be from that Shevet, because it says, Mikirbecha, from your Shevet, from within you. The Atcheye Dichum Anoshim, and men are the ones who convince the people to serve by the Tzar, not women or children. Hidichu Noshim Uktanim, if it was women or children who convinced everyone to serve by the Tzar, or only a minority amount of the town, taka served by the Zara, or those who convinced the town to serve by the Zara came from a different shevet, hari elu ki yechidim, then those who served by the Zara have a din like any yachid that served by the Zara. The einish is skila, but we don't have the halacha of an Irani dachas. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, utzrichin shnei edim, you need two witnesses, a vehasra and a warning. For every single one of the people in this town that served the Avodah Zarah, you have to have witnesses, and they had to have been warned. If not, they're not executed at all. The Mishnah goes on to clarify that there are two nafkaminas between an Irani Dachas, or whether we're stam punishing people as individuals who served Avodah Zarah. Zeh, what we're going to learn now, Chomer is a stringency, is a chumra by yechidim in regard to individuals who served the Avodah Zarah, more so may by merubim, and when you have a lot, like ben irani dachas, she yechidim beskila. Yechidim get a much more chomer de kamisa, which is skila, lefikach therefore mamainam palat. That's the reason that their money is spared. You're going to ask, what do they get out of their money if they're not here? Well, their children yarshin it. Whereas v'hamerubim by an ansha irani dachas b'sayif, their misa is sayif, which is an easier misa, but l'fikach m'moinam avad. Therefore, their money is destroyed. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Ansha irani dachas have no chelek li'olam haba. In order for them to be an ansha irani dachas, you have to have the following four conditions. Condition number one, the people who convinced them to serve by the Zara have to come from this town. And from their shevet, you have to have roiv of the people of the town that gave in and served by the Zara. And the people that convinced them to serve by the Zara have to be men as opposed to women or children. If there were women or children that convinced them to serve by the Zara, they don't become an irani dachas. If only a muyat of the town, a minority of the town served by the Zara, they don't become an irani dachas. And even if roiv of the town did serve by the Zara, but if the ones who convinced them to serve by the Zara come from outside of the town, they also do not become irani dachas, but they're judged like yechidim. Now, you have to have two edim who heard the medichim, those who convinced the people to serve by the Zara to do that they were doing so. You have to have a separate hasra for every individual. anyone that served the Avodah Zarah here. The Mishnah went on to say, a chumrah in regard to individuals is that they're chayav skila, therefore their money is spared. In regard to the anshei yoni dachas, they're chayav saiv, which is an easier misa, and therefore memoinam ava, their money is destroyed. You know, not necessarily in regard to oivdei Avodah Zarah, but in regard to everything. Sometimes we say, how come my friend got away easy? It's not always good to get away easy. The Baal Shem has a cheshbon over every little thing that takes place, every drop of yisura. Whatever more kapara one has in this world, even tiny little things, like you lost your key for a second, the Gemara says. Where's my key? Oh, here it is, Baruch Hashem. Everything gets deducted from a different punishment. Rav Palm's Chaim Levracha used to always say that there was a man who came up to Shemayim, to put his mitzvahs on one side of the scale, his averus on the other side of the scale, and his averus were weighing down. Uh-oh, he's in trouble. Then they brought all the yisurim he had in his life, all the problems he had, all the tzaras he had, it deducted from his averus, it deducted from his averus. It was almost even. It could have even been he would have had more mitzvahs than averus. But then they ran out of yisurim. They ran out of problems. He had no more problems in life to be deducted. And the man said, Rabbi Nishalem, you're such a bal rachmim, you couldn't give me a little more problems down here in this world? So we're not asking for problems, chas v'shalom. But the inevitable ups and downs that come anyway, understand what it means. We have to be mekabel et bi'ahava.